September 26, 1926. The mere word will of God contains an eternal prodigy. How everything turns into love and prayer. I felt all immersed in the supreme will, and my poor mind was thinking about the many admirable effects it produces. And my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, the mere word will of God contains an eternal portent, which no one can equal. It is a word that embraces everything, heaven and earth. This fiat contains the creative fount, and there is no good which cannot come from it. Therefore, one who possesses my will, by virtue of it, acquires, by right, all the goods that this fiat possesses. So she acquires the right of likeness to her Creator. She acquires the right to divine sanctity, to His goodness, to His love. Heaven and earth are hers by right, because all came into existence from this fiat. With reason, her rights extend to everything. Therefore, the greatest gift, the greatest grace I can give to the creature is to give her my will, because all possible imaginable goods are bound to it, and with right, because everything belongs to it." Then, afterwards, my sweet Jesus made himself seen coming out from within my interior, and he was looking at me. But he fixed his gaze on me so much, as if he wanted to portray himself, impress himself within my poor soul. On seeing this, I said to him, "My love, Jesus, have pity on me. Don't you see how ugly I am? Your privation during these days has made me even uglier. I feel I am good at nothing. Even the rounds in your will I do with difficulty. Oh, how bad I feel. Your privation is like a consuming fire for me, which, burning me completely, takes away from me the life of doing good. It leaves me only your adorable will, which, binding me all to itself, makes me want nothing but your fiat, and see and touch nothing but your most holy will." And Jesus, continuing, added, "My daughter, wherever my will is present, everything is sanctity, everything is love, everything is prayer. So, since its fount is in you, your thoughts, your gazes, your words, your heartbeat and also your movements, everything is love and prayer. It is not the form of the words that forms prayer, no. It is my operating will which, dominating all of your being, makes as many little fountains of your thoughts, words, gazes, heartbeats and movements, which spring from the supreme will. And rising up to heaven, in their mute language, some pray, some love, some adore, some bless. In sum, my will makes her do what is holy, what belongs to the divine being. Therefore, the soul who possesses the supreme will as life, is the true heaven which, even if it were mute, narrates the glory of God and announces itself as the work of His creative hands. How beautiful it is to see the soul in whom my will reigns. As she thinks, looks, speaks, palpitates, breathes, moves, she forms the stars to adorn her heaven, in order to narrate more the glory of the one who created her. My will embraces everything as in one breath, and nothing of all that is good and holy can escape the soul."